Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 42. It is Wednesday, May 18th, I think, and I'm sitting on my porch hearing a lot of morning traffic noise. It's about 10 till 10, so lots of trucks going by on the road that is a little bit about three houses down. It's a big road. It doesn't bother me too much. When we first moved here, I thought it would, but I guess like any noise like that, you just get used to it. I have dreams of living in the country. I don't know if we ever will or not. I like this house, and I like our garden, which we've been working really hard on, and I don't know that we need a bigger garden. This year's garden is kind of an experiment. We have expanded greatly, as I think I've mentioned, and we've got lots and lots of stuff coming up. And next week, we do not have strawberries coming up, but next week a friend of mine, Melissa, is going to show me how to make strawberry jam and can it. And then later on in the summer, she's going to show me how to can tomatoes and green beans. I'm scared of the green beans because, you know, they're very low acid. Tomatoes are on the line. You should pressure can them, I am told, because they're just on that line of acidity. But beans have no acidity, and so there is that botulism chance. And I've always said I would never can green beans, but now I have this friend, Melissa. She's a new friend. She's very nice. She's young. She's like 30. She's one of my young friends. And she's going to teach me, and she learned from her mother-in-law, who's been canning all her life, and Melissa, has in fact canned green beans that did not kill her. So we're going to give it a shot. Anyway, so the garden, so we need to see how this garden's going to do, whether we're going to actually get stuff growing. I mean, we have tons of stuff growing, whether or not it will come to fruition, and whether or not we eat what we grow. I hope we will, and I think with my new ventures into canning, we might just. I'm excited about it. So I live in this house. It's not in the country, but it's got a big backyard, and, you know, we'll just be urban farmers. I don't know if, like, after the boys grow up, if we'll try to move to someplace a little smaller and a little further out. We might. That's so far away. It's hundreds of years away. Who knows? I hope you have entered into the giveaway, which will take place May 31st. This is for one of two things, either the DVD Stitched or the Pam and Nikki Lintott book. Layer cakes, jelly rolls, and charm pack quilts. Or I think it's just charm quilts. In any event, gotten lots of entries so far. You can enter both giveaways or just one. You might already have the Lintott book, or you might not particularly want to see Stitch. So it's up to you. A lot of people are entering both. A lot of people just one. So just depends. I got a lot of great comments, obviously a lot of people entering the giveaway, which is great. That's one of the fun things about doing a giveaway is you hear from all kinds of people. I know there are certainly a lot of blogs that I read but don't comment upon unless there's a giveaway, and all of a sudden, I'm here, and, you know, so I think it's fun when you do a giveaway, because sometimes you hear from people you wouldn't hear from otherwise, and since I'm one of those people too, I totally get that. I did get some comments that I wanted to share. I heard from Claudia, who is in Germany. She wanted to know if there was a chance I will be at the Sewing Summit at Salt Lake City in October. It would be so much fun to meet you and fellow listeners there, Claudia says. I am not going to be there, but if you're listening and you are going to be there, let me know and I'll get you in touch with Claudia. Claudia, that's so very cool that you are coming all this way to go to that. And also you're going to Utah, where I've never been, but I've seen pictures of, and it looks really beautiful. Jay has come through with some books for us. She suggests Marie Bostwick's Cobbled Court novels. There are three of them, and a new one is coming out May 31st. So if you get into them, then you have one to look forward to. They are a series, but stand alone very well. Also, the first one is called A Single Thread, and Jay has some book reviews. And these are books, as I understand, have a quilting theme, but are not just about quilting, but about a woman's life or people's actual lives. And so check those out. The series, Cobbled Court Novels. The author, Marie Bostwick, and if I get my act together, I will link to Jay's reviews of those books. Thank you, Jay. I look forward to those. We're going to the beach in a month, and so are already thinking about beach reading. I do love to have just lots and lots of books, and I really like to read novels. It's for some reason, during the course of my normal life, it's easier for me to read nonfiction. And I think that's because with nonfiction, it's not so important that you hold that narrative thread in your mind. If I find a novel I like, I pretty much just read it without doing anything else, and I put off everything else to read it. But that's hard to do. And so what happens, a lot of times my reading life these days, because my days are very full and busy, my reading life takes place right before I go to bed, and, you know, and I'll get 10 pages read a night. And that's a hard way to read a novel. You just kind of don't get completely into it as you should. You know, it's hard to get fully involved. I am reading Cutting for Stone, which I need to have read in a week for my book group, and it is 658 pages, and I'm about on page 150. It's really, really good, and I actually don't think I'll have much trouble finishing it. If I don't finish, that's okay, because in our book group, really, people show up all the time. A lot of times, it's just me and my friend Daniil. We're the only ones who have finished the book, so there's really no stigma for not finishing a book. But I do like this one, but it's been hard. It's been hard just to sit down and take that time to read, read, read. So when we go to the beach, I take a lot of novels, because that's all I do. You know, go out to the beach, kick around in the waves a little bit, and then go back to the house and read. We always rent a house with a screened porch and rocking chairs. There have to be rocking chairs. And that's what I do most of the day. And I read lots and lots and lots of books while I'm at the beach. So always looking for new books, and I'm glad to know about the Marie Bostwick books. Thank you, Jay. I heard from Kelly the Fifth, who wanted to know about the bird in my last podcast, who she called Enchanting. And she wanted to know, do I know what kind of bird it was? I suspect a cardinal. We have lots of cardinals in our yard, or at least one cardinal family. And I was, you know, I never heard of like the beauty, anyone comment about the beauty of the cardinal song. But I remember one time hearing a really pretty song and looking up, and it was a cardinal. And so that's what I'm thinking, that the bird you hear most in this podcast is a cardinal, because we do have at least one family. She also commented, Kelly is commenting about when I was talking about Tanisha's discussion of making art quilts and how I wanted to make an art quilt. And Kelly says, I think for many quilters, the journey from making quilts from patterns to original quilts that you have designed for yourself is pretty exciting and happens over time as you become more confident in your knowledge base. Art quilts are such a good place for this expression. I know you can do this. Now, after a few decades of quilting, I only make my own quilts, but I also enjoyed making quilts and patterns for many years. It was a fun and lovely journey, and now I just try to keep pushing myself. I am poor at drawing, but I can interpret the heck out of a photograph. The Kinko's people always seem kind of amused at me. I bet a lot of quilters amuse Kinko folk. I bet they do. And that was a great comment, and you know, I can really see myself moving, not necessarily away from patterns, but, you know, being on a parallel road in which where I try art quilts, and partly because I just so much like the idea of expressing myself visually, which I don't do very much, but there are things that move me a great deal that I would like to be able to somehow express in a way other than writing. You know, I express myself a lot in writing, and I enjoy doing that. That's obviously what I do, but I also like the idea of making art, and I think that quilting could be a way for me to do that. So I hope to move in that direction. I'm enjoying right now too quilting from patterns, particularly doing the sampler quilt with Jay, in which I'm working with very traditional blocks. That feels like a neat and important step in my journey. I heard from the wonderful Birgit, also in Germany, and this is her comment was, while I listened to your podcast last night, I remembered what I wanted to ask you. I am a very curious person, and I'm very curious about your lovely-looking blocks for your sampler. Did you and Jay ever think of an off-kilter art quilt quilt-along? It would be the perfect project for your whole community. Everybody would have so much fun joining it, so please think about it. Love, Birgit. And Birgit, I'm not sure how to how to say your name with the syllables correctly stressed. I'm going to say Birgit. P.S., she writes, I am very eager to join something like that because I live in a region with no other young modern quilter. And you know what that means. I know it means feeling all by yourself. So, yes, well, I will pass this on to Jay. Now, Jay is putting up lots of tutorials from the blocks that we're doing over on Art Quilt Maker. So definitely go check that out. But a quilt along sounds fun, but I would need to do it in tandem with Jay, or Jay would really kind of need to do it and I would advertise it. But that sounds like a great idea. So thank you for suggesting that, and I'll talk to Jay about it. Okay, I'm trying to think what else I want to tell you before we go into the Quilt Diaries. Mostly just thanks so much for all your really wonderful comments on my podcast anniversary. I sure appreciate that. I was just listening to Noni's most recent episode, and I wanted to pass along something she said. Just basically, she's going to be doing more giveaways. I did not realize this. Noni emailed me, I don't know, I think it must have been either early in the year or late fall, but said, oh, here, would you be interested in having this gift certificate from the quilt show? And I said, sure, of course. And it was just lovely. I thought, how nice. Well, it turns out she's been doing secret giveaways. And if you and I guess I left a comment on her blog or on her podcast site, and I didn't even know I'd won a giveaway, but I had. Now she's going to start doing not-so-secret giveaways. So I would recommend that you definitely tune in to Noni over at Noni's Quilting Dreams. Is that right, Noni? I have to check this out. Hold on. That is right. I was about to get her confused with Kate's new podcast, Katie's Quilting Daydreams. That's not it. Go over to Noni's Quilting Dreams, and who knows what you might win. Very fun stuff. Okay, I think that is it for this introduction. So let us go on to the Quilt Diaries. P.S. It's a little bit later. In fact, now it's almost 10 at night. I just put up some photos on the WordPress site, and there's one I want you to go look at. I finished the Razzle Dazzle blocks. Yay! And I put them out on my dining room table and took a picture. They are in the formation they will be in should I stick with the pattern I am using from the Layer Cake book. I think they're fine altogether. I was worried, you know, about the colors being so bright, being just too much on the eye. I don't think that's the case, but I would like you to go to http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Click on the picture so you can get it enlarged, and once you click on it, it's more in focus. In fact, it's thoroughly in focus. And take a look and give me your opinion. Do you think that I need to separate those blocks with some kind of sashing, or do you think that it's going to be okay? Now, I don't have the borders, which I assume I'll do. I don't know what color. Actually, you could also tell me what color the borders should be. I think I'll be doing a solid. I have it in my mind, maybe black or maybe a dark blue. So that would be another great thing you could tell me. So what color do you think I should do the borders? But also, if you think, no, this is too much color, it's too intense, you need to break up these blocks somehow, let me know what you think. Right now, again, veering toward not breaking them up and liking how they look. They're not, by the way, should I go forward with this plan of just sticking with the pattern, I will look at them more closely and see and rearrange accordingly, because there are different colors to mess around with. You'll see what I mean. But if you would do that, I would really appreciate it. The other ways you can get in touch with me, fdowell@mindspring.com, i.e. email. You can go to the Podbean site, and that is http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com, and there will be a link on the Podbean site to the WordPress site. By the by, I love hearing from you. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your iTunes reviews. So whatever way you want to get in touch with me, please do. And I think that's it. But if you would give me feedback on Razzle Dazzle, I would so, so appreciate it. I mean, I really, really would. So please let me know what you think. All right, then. Now, for real, on to the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Thursday, May 12th, which is my true podcast anniversary. Not the 10th, as I thought before, but today, the 12th, 1 year, and it's been fun. As I've discussed already on the last episode, I've gotten really bad about listening to prior episodes, so I have no idea what I said. I'm hoping that my constant use of repetition actually is like a thread pulling all the podcasts together. Oh, she's talking about the exact same thing she talked about last time and the time before. It's kind of comforting. I think that we like repetition and rhythm and repetition and rhythm. I've got to go with that. Well, I'm sitting down in the man's study. I am not on the porch because we are having an ill wind, which is blowing in the smoke from the fires out in the eastern part of the state. There's a wildfire which has already burned like 23,000 acres. I hate just even thinking about that. Just so much stuff was destroyed, even though, you know, there have been wildfires all through the Earth's history, and the Earth heals itself and regrows and la la la, la la la. Still, it just seems like a lot, 23,000 acres down. Yikes. Anyway, but it's very smoky here. We're in the center part of the state. I think it would probably take us a good 3 or 4 hours to get to where the fires are. And still we're smelling smoke. And it's, even though these are wildfires, it smells very mechanical. I went out to walk the dog on Monday and I thought that maybe somebody was having an electrical fire. That's what I mean. It smells electrical. But it's not, it's just the wildfires. So I'm sitting in a man's study. I have just a few minutes to record. Gavin, Will's friend, who comes over on Tuesdays and Thursdays to save his mother's life and my life at the same time. At the same time. He and Will have a good time together. They play for a couple hours after school. And that way Gavin's mom does not have to wake up her children to come get Gavin and bring him home right after school. It's a win-win. Anyway, so she should be here in a few minutes. But I thought I would go ahead and record a little bit. I'm very excited. I have just finished cutting out the pieces for the card trick block. This is one of the blocks I'm doing for my sampler quilt with Jay. I will take a picture of it when I'm done, and I'll be done by the time I put this up, this episode on the air, so to speak. And you will see what I mean by a card trick block if that phrase does not immediately evoke an image. Essentially, the card trick design looks like four overlapping squares on point. And it's, part of the fun of it is that it is an illusion. That, you know, it's not really four overlapping squares, but it is the quilter's illusion of four overlapping squares. Now, when Jay and I discussed this block, she said, you know, you have to be careful with the fabrics you pick. You don't want to pick anything with too strong of a pattern that's going to take away from the optical illusion of the block. The problem is most of the fabrics I have really are patterned in big, loud, ha-ha, here we are ways. There's some smaller prints, but there were only two that immediately suggested we're small, muted prints, and we will kind of fade into the overall block. So I wasn't sure what to do. Fortunately, I found some pink fabric, a really nice, almost fuchsia, bordering on fuchsia, pink with a darker, slightly darker, tiny print, kind of a viney, berry kind of print, very small. So that really, when I first thought of it, I thought that it was like tiny polka dots, but not. More like a vine. Found that, and I thought, you know, this will work. And it does. It works with the colors that I'm using, and oranges. And then I also have a very greeny blue check. And the squares on the check, the corners are a little bit rounded. And so it's also, and the checks are, you know, a medium greeny blue and a slightly darker greeny blue. So and so visually that works not quite as a solid, but solid enough for horseshoes, right? So, and I wasn't sure what to do for the background fabric. I tried an orange. It was fine, but not great, wasn't really working. And I also, of course, needed the fourth color for the block. Didn't know, and so for that, I was playing with a charcoal fabric as a very dark contrast fabric, and then an orange fabric on that. So it didn't quite work. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't singing to me. No singing. So then I had some white fabric left over from Simply Amy, Simply Frances, and cut that out. And the white was fine. And then I've done so much cutting on this block. I feel like I've cut half of my fabric stash for the quilt, the fabric that I bought specifically for this quilt, into little triangles to try to make this work. I don't know what it's going to be like sewing it up. I haven't sewn the pieces together. But just finding the colors that work, that's been quite a process. Finally ended up on a large print, pink, that's also got yellow and brown, very large print for the background fabric. And it works. It also has a stripe in it, a pink and white broad stripe. And so I made sure that when I cut the pieces that the stripe, all the stripes on every piece were vertical. So I think it works. So it's a hot pink. It really is kind of a hot pink. So I've got some pinks. And then for the last square, I use another print, which has a lot of blue and purple. And it's also kind of a large print. It's the printiest of the prints of the squares. The orange, the pink, and the green, if you squint, they're solids. This has a real print, but I thought I could use one. And I think it works. Oh, Sarah's here, but I just want to report on that. Obviously, I will put up the picture and you can tell me. You can only tell me if you think it works. If you don't think it works, don't tell me, because I like you. You know, I'm like, because I get my feelings hurt really easily. Also, I like it. I really do. And it'll be easier for you to understand what I'm talking about when you see it, because you may think, huh, you've got a large pattern blue, and then the background fabric is also a large pattern. But they're very different kinds of patterns. So see what you think. I'm going to go get the boys and get Gavin ready to go. But I'll be back not too long from now. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Friday, the 13th. So far, so good. Nothing bad has happened except just sewed together my card trick and lost one of my points. I have to say, I really think it looks cool. We'll have to see what you think, but I'm really pleased. I feel so braggy and conceited, but I do. I like it. I think it looks cool. I can't wait to show it to Jay. It's my favorite block so far, I think. But I did lose one point on one of my cards, one of my squares, and I'm sitting at my sewing table. It's on my quote-unquote design wall, which is about, I'd call it about 10 feet away, and you know, if I squint, I don't really notice. It's not like, oh my goodness, that point is gone. It's not really a point. It's like a rounded off point. It's weird, but I mean, the fact is, I don't think I'm going to do it over, because the other point, sort of the center point, I didn't lose. All the other points are there. It's just this one point is gone. And it's riding on the horse past the block, you wouldn't notice it. Anyway, I'm going to take a picture. I can't wait for you to see it. I hope you like it. Not the missing point, the whole block in and of itself. I'm just tickled. I feel like I didn't quite, because it took me a long time to figure out how to do it. It took me a long time to figure out the right colors, the right fabrics to use, and I did go through a lot of fabric to get where I am, and I'm in a happy place. I was thinking what I might ask for, looking here at my design wall, which is really a cardboard, folded up cardboard cutting, not table, but you know, you would put it on your table. In fact, that's why I got it, was to put it on my dining room table to cut, and also to block knitting. So that's what it is, and it's fine. It's doing what I need it to do right now. But I was thinking, you know, there's the tutorial on, I think it's O'Franson, or else Film in the Fridge, one or the other, about how to make one. And I was thinking I might suggest to my husband, the man, that for my birthday, which is at the end of the month, maybe he and the boys could make me a design board. a design wall. Isn't that a nice idea? I don't know if he'll go for it or not, but he might. And it doesn't look like it's all that hard, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts today and yesterday. Sandy's newest over at Quilting for the Rest of Us, and she was saying that her husband doesn't like to be given just a list of here's what I want for my birthday or for Mother's Day. You know, he likes to put some creativity into it, and I think that's darling. And it made me feel a little guilty because usually I just hand a list. I usually have some books I want that I want to own in hardback. And for instance, for my birthday, I'm definitely going to ask for, and Wendell Berry is one of my favorite authors. He is a novelist and a poet and an essayist and a prophet, I believe, when it comes to the whole environmental issue. And he has written a book on William Carlos Williams. And I love poetry. William Carlos Williams is one of my favorite poets. And so I would love to read one of my favorite writers writing about one of my favorite writers. So I do think I'll ask for that. And I might ask. See, I'm coming up with my list. Sandy, don't tell your husband. Because I do. I was thinking about, because after I heard that, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, they should think of stuff themselves. And I could give them guidance and say, for instance, why don't we make my birthday like garden themed, and you can get me gardening stuff, and that would be good. So that's a possibility. And then I started thinking of really specific stuff I wanted. I like the design wall because it would be something that they made, and I think that would be really cool. And the book, I just want that book, and I'm trying to be good about not buying books all the time. So asking for it as a gift is a good thing. And then I thought, you know, that Kay Fassett quilt kit that is in the latest McCall's quilting, I really like that. So that could be something. I don't know. I'm just greedy, greedy, greedy. I want it all. I want everything. I'm very excited because Tanisha has on her blog a giveaway for O. Franson's writer, and I think her name, maybe Elizabeth something, has a new book about patchwork. And so I've entered into that giveaway because I want it. I really do. So if you're interested in that, well, don't sign up because that would make it less likely that I would win. But if you're really interested, I think the deadline is May 20th. Go over to Crafty Garden Mom. Where am I? Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you? I'm going to walk over here, but I'm not carrying a computer. But you can still hear me because the acoustics in this room are quite nice. It used to be a dining room. It's not anymore. All right, so I ordered my two blue cotton fabric jelly rolls from the Discount Sewing Supply, which I found on eBay. They have an eBay store. Ordered them Monday, mentioned it on my last episode, received the order on Thursday. Two jelly rolls, 20 strips each, $14.99 a piece, the total $29.98, free shipping. My order was as promised. A nice selection of fabrics, conservative fabrics, no Moda-esque fabrics, nothing funky, fairly conservative, but a nice mix of blues, medium, light, dark, different size prints, etc. What you would hope for, and this is for the quilt I'm going to do for Will. So I just wanted to let you know, if you are ever looking for a particular colorway for in a jelly roll, I don't know, I'm kind of assuming they would do layer cakes and other things as well. Although, you know, I thought jelly roll was kind of a Moda thing. I don't know, maybe you can't copyright jelly roll. It would be kind of sad if you could. Everyone should have access to jelly roll. But in any of it, I don't know if they do other kinds of cuts. But they definitely do jelly rolls. And so if you're looking for a jelly roll in a particular colorway, I would go onto eBay. Just do a search. You know, green jelly roll. And I suspect you will find something from the Discount Sewing Supply folks. They are in Orlando, Florida. And I just wanted to let you know, I was very pleased with this whole process. Now, when I will get to that quilt, I do not know. And I know it's kind of, I'm like, I can't believe I'm thinking about asking for that Kay Fassett kit for my birthday, but I might because I really liked it. And that's important, especially on your birthday, getting things you really like and want, even if you don't need them. And I don't. And listening to Green Stitch, I'm like, new fabric? No, I must, Anne doesn't make you feel that way. But you do start thinking about, wow, repurposing fabric, and that's really neat. And pretty soon with the price of oil and, cotton's going to be like $20 a yard, so we're going to really need to be thinking about repurposing. And to that end, I have in my possession about 50 pairs of boys' jeans with holes in the knees. We give a lot of clothes to Goodwill and to the Vietnam vets who do a pickup about once every 2 months. I think you can also just call them and say, I've got a lot of stuff. Will you come pick it up, please? And I try not to give cruddy clothes. I mean, and Jack does not wear clothes too hard because he doesn't move unless he absolutely has to. But Will is a jock, and he is outside, whether he's by himself or with a friend, playing lacrosse, playing football, playing baseball, sliding into home. He went through this period last year where he was constantly sliding. He's practicing his slide. And that, my friends, is hard on a pair of Levi's. And so I've got all these, and I patch them, and if I could get the patch close enough to the fabric, we'll actually wear them. It's like he's had some faded jeans, and I put the dark blue patch, and he's like, I'm sorry, I just can't. So I don't know what kind of values I'm teaching my children, but I don't know. Anyway, so, and I have actually sat down and patched a lot of pants and given them to Goodwill. And I don't know if that's, I don't want to give cruddy clothes. There's something that seems kind of disrespectful. Oh, I'm sure the other are, you could also say clothes are clothes. People are happy to get clothes if they don't have clothes. And I'm sure that's true too. But my guess is they'd rather have nice clothes. So all this to say, I have a lot of jeans with holes in them in my attic. And I'm cleaning out my attic right now. We won't talk about that because it's ugly. But I have collected even as I've also, we're purging. We're doing a purge, a late spring purge. I've got a little bit of free time. And before the attic gets too hot and everything gets too hot to move. So I am purging, and I've been through Jack's drawers and Will's drawers and gotten out all the old jeans. My plan is to one day, and this has been my plan all along, is to make a quilt out of jeans and other blue and white material. And I also have some tablecloth that I really liked, although I'm not sure it's 100% cotton. But I saved it because it was blue and white, and I love blue and white. That's kind of my favorite color combination. Blue and white, I'm so simple, so pure. Anyway, so I have collected more jeans for that, and one night when I'm just sitting around, I'm just going to cut up those jeans. I am. To make a quilt. It'll be very G's bendy, using stuff you actually already have. I'm excited. So anyway, but that's yet another project. I'm going nuts with the projects. Nuts. It's been fun, but I need to, for instance, I'm looking at some Razzle Dazzle blocks, and I have made all of, no, I've made, I haven't made all of the blocks. I really have not. I've got all the B blocks. There's A blocks and B blocks, and I have to get the B blocks all sewn together and then work that out. And I still don't know what I'm going to do. If it's just going to be too much to have these blocks, I think I'll just take a big picture and put it up on my blog, and you guys can tell me when I finish all the blocks what to do next. But I will put a picture of my new block, my card trick block, and next is the Dutchman's puzzle. And if I have that done before I post this episode, you'll see a picture of that too. I think tonight I'm going to hand quilt and watch TV. I think that sounds like fun. All right, that is it for right now, and I'll see if I'm back again. I probably will. I'll probably come back one more time and then try to get this posted early next week. So probably enough time for one more diary. All right. Until then, bye. Well, it's now early next week. It's actually Tuesday. I don't think I'm going to get this posted till tomorrow. I don't even know what's going on. I just don't. But to help me along in trying to remember what's going on, I've made some lists. I am a list girl. I have to be, because if I don't make a list, I have absolutely no idea what to do, and I will just sit around and surf the internet or read a magazine. And then as I'm going to bed, I'm thinking, why didn't I do that? Or why haven't I made any progress on this quilt? Or da da da. It's because I didn't have a list. So now I have a list. Here's what my list says. This is my quilting list. I actually have several lists. I have many lists, but this is my quilting list. Quilting to do. 1, Dutchman's puzzle block. That is for my class with Jay, which I hope we didn't do it this past weekend. We both were very busy with things, and I had only done the card trick, and I wanted to also finish the Dutchman's puzzle block. So that's on the list for this week. 2, iron razzle dazzle B squares. Done. Thank you. And in fact, where I am now is sewing together the blocks. And then I will have to iron the blocks, and then I will put all the blocks together, and we'll see what we're going to do, whether or not I feel like these blocks, because of the intensity of their color, will need some sashing, and I'll just need to do something not so razzly-dazzly with them, but something made up by me. Okay, 3. Cut strips for 4 patch units for stormy weather. Stormy weather, by the way, is the quilt I'm making Will. Tomorrow, I have to get my teeth cleaned. I mind getting my teeth cleaned a little bit because I just don't like anyone with their fingers in my mouth, quite frankly. And I'm sensitive. I have sensitive teeth. So that's just going to, and also who knows what kind of bad news I'll get. I've been very good. I'm very good about flossing. Floss every night. I brush at least twice a day. And really, I've not been eating as much sugar as I once did. I'm trying not to eat very much at all, but it's hard for me not to eat any sugar whatsoever. I do go for days without eating it, which is kind of amazing. Anyway, hopefully we'll not have bad news. Most of my bad news dental-wise these days is really just from old fillings and old work that was done that's kind of falling apart. I'm getting to that place where it's all the old dental work. And believe me, I have plenty of old dental work. It's just going to pieces. Anyway, but on my way back, I may stop at Thimble Pleasures. That may be the little carrot dangling in front of me. And get. I have the, as we know, the jelly rolls for stormy weather, but I need the background fabric, which I'm just going to do white. And I need 3 yards of white fabric, and I may stop off at Thimble Pleasures and pick that up and, you know, who knows, maybe get a magazine or Thimble something. I have to go to the dentist. I need a treat. All right, number 4, squares for Cindy, mail by May 25th. I hope some of you are considering mailing Cindy some 2-inch squares for her big community quilt that she's doing. By community, it's a quilt. She hopes that members of the online quilting community will contribute squares. So that, if I don't write that down, I will forget. I have to give myself a date and a very specific squares for Cindy mail by May 25th. I've got it on my list, so it means it'll get done. If it's not on my list, I will have meant to have done it and will have forgotten. And then number 5, star pattern for July challenge. This is the Kona Charm Pack Challenge for the Modern Quilt Guild. I can't forget that. I could forget that, but see, now it's on my list, so I won't. But I'm thinking about doing some sort of liberated stars. I love stars, so I've been thinking about stars for this all along. And then I thought, well, you know, it would be fun because it's modern. It's the Modern Quilt Guild to do something kind of funky and liberated. I'm going to look through my copy of Gwen Marston's Liberated Quilt Making 2, see if she's got any liberated stars in there. And if not, I'll just liberate my own stars. But that is on there too. I think that's everything that I'm really working on at the moment. But see, I've got it all written down on my list. So there's just a chance that I'll actually accomplish something. And I have to tell you, had not been doing any razzle-dazzle work until I made my list this morning. Actually, I made it last night. And now I'm just all on fire for razzle-dazzle. I don't have on my list working on Hidden Stars, the hand quilting, but that I don't need. I do that automatically at night. Not every night, but last night I watched the PBS special on the Freedom Riders, which was excellent. If you didn't see it, you can actually get the DVD. Now I'm rambling, so time to stop. And in fact, it's actually time to end the podcast for this week. I will end this up, and I hope to get back on a regular podcasting schedule where you just know. I'm like so impressed with Pam. Every Friday, I just know I'm going to download me some Pam over at Hip to Be a Square, and I want to be like that. I do. I'm just not as good as Pam. But, okay, So that's it for now. Have a great week. Don't forget to enter into the drawings for the big giveaway on May 31st if you haven't already. Don't worry, by the way, if you are from another land, far, far away. I don't mind. I do not mind. Somebody asked about that. I think Charmaine said, I'm in the UK, and is it okay for me to enter? And my answer is yes. You can enter from wherever you live. And if you win, I will mail it to you, and I will do so happily. So mail your prize to you. Your winnings to you. Okay, rambling some more. Gonna go. Have a great week, and I will see you soon. Goodbye.